Hello, this is Tech Coffee for Monday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Google admitted that it has contracted language experts listen to a small number of audio recordings from Google Home devices and Google Assistant. VRT News reported that it was able to listen to more than 1,000 recordings with the help of one of those subcontractors. VRT reported that a good portion of the recordings seemed to be intentional, but plenty of them seemed to be triggered by accident, when no one was clearly speaking to a smart speaker or voice assistant. In a blog post, Google insisted its language experts will only listen to a portion of audio recordings, which are not linked to a specific user account, in order to train Google Assistant to better understand certain languages and dialects. FTC votes 3 against 2 to approve a $5 billion settlement regarding Facebook's mishandling of user data, according to sources for The Wall Street Journal. Republicans reportedly favored the deal, while Democrats objected. The Department of Justice will review the terms, and a finalized deal will impose new regulations for Facebook. Samsung files to patent foldable AR glasses. The device detects when it's folded and shuts off the projector to reduce power consumption. The projector mode, which sits at the temple, is replaceable, powered by an ARM processor. Amazon is reportedly developing a new version of its popular Echo Smart speaker that includes increased size and improved speakers. The Bloomberg reports that while Amazon is developing a speaker that could launch it as soon as next year, there's also a chance the company doesn't follow through with the release at all. Currently, there aren't many details about the new Echo, except for a wider size and inclusion of at least 4 tweeters. OnePlus files a certification for a remote control, according to reports. Android Authority suggests the firm will launch a TV this October. OnePlus CEO Peter Lau has previously said the company will launch a TV this year. YouTube announces learning playlists, educational landing pages that will show a set of videos sorted by subject rather than algorithms. The videos will be organized by a level of complexity and will feature chapters and more. YouTube will initially work with trusted partners such as TED-ED and Khan Academy. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.